My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I'm out of that pool now, so I let, if anyone else can make some money, go for it. But it guarantees you to win money, I'll tell you.
Are you out of the pool because they kicked you out for cheating?
Yeah, sort of. It took them 6 weeks to figure it out, though.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
He said you take your top two picks and box them. And I'm like, how many people even know what that means? Like, box them.
Yeah.
It's like an exacta box. Like,
exactly.
He's coming straight from a horse races or something. He's doing it with NFL teams.
So Kansas City would be your 16-1. Baltimore would be your 16 in the other. Philly would be your 15-1. And you'd go Green Bay the 15 in the other. You'd box them.
Box them. I'm going to ask my guy if, and I'll just, you know, slyly send him a text like, are you allowed multiple entries in the pool? Like, I mean, it's too late for this year. I'm just you're gathering some information.
In the
for
confidence
next year.
Pool? Or,
yeah.
I guess if you're allowed two entries, you wouldn't be able to box it.
Hey, you need four entries.
Se.
You got to box them.
Right.
You got to take two and put them all the, you know, it's a permutation sensation.
I get it.
Yeah,
I'm with you. I'm a big time exacta player. Hit the exact in my dad's race, actually, last
did
weekend.
You?
Yeah, it's small money, but. Nice to cash tickets, always.
Remember, small money
cash
can...
Cash me out one time!
Small money can turn into big money. For those of you who wanted to know about the 16-team parlay...
Oh, boy.
...that we started yesterday for $2, we are 1-0. Chiefs minus 2.5. 1-0. Only 15 to go.
1-0, call my message phone. 1-800-BET-BET-BET.
That's right. 1-800, we know what we're talking about.
Totally.
1-0.
I love it.
We are 15 wins away from $53,000.
It's exciting. Reminds me of betting pick sixes over the weekend where you hit the first three and you start to dream, and then race four, you hit the crapper, and it's like, well, it's at least fun. You hit the first three.
Well, I was even in the first one. I'm like, I'm going to win. And then Isaiah Likely caught that ball, and I'm like, ah, oh, well.
$2 gone.
Easy come, easy go. Anyway, glad you're with us. 888-957-9570. We should let you know that in 24 minutes, a man named Joe Beningo is coming on. First of all, very fun to say. Joe Beningo.
Yep.
Really fun to say. But secondly... We are aware that you're probably like, who is Joe Beningo? Well, before we tell you who he is, let's let you hear what he sounds like. Grandy, if you please.
The Jets, I think, have more personal fouls this year than they do points. What a disgrace. Every week, some dumb penalty. And then I got to hear people like Buttle. How this guy still has a job on with them is unbelievable. I got to hear him say, well, the coaches are the players are frustrated. My ass! We are the fans! We've been getting screwed for years by this franchise. 55 years without a Super Bowl, 13 years without a playoff appearance, the longest of any professional team in North American sports. 8 years without a winning season. Give me a break.
Joe.
I need him.
Beningo.
I need it immediately. Last winning season, 2015, Todd Bowles led him to a 10-6. Did make the playoffs. Last playoffs, 2010.
My ass!
Yeah, I mean, wow.
Grandy, you are in my dome. I'm like, I was literally going to say to you, I'm like, we all got sucked in at the exact same moment of that sound clip. Please.
My ass!
There goes Willard, down for the count. My yes! Pretty good.
Oh, my gosh. And it wasn't just that he said it. It was from the diaphragm.
No doubt.
It's from the diaphragm.
My yes!
That was from down here.
That's a lot of years of frustration. 3 years of Sala, no playoffs. 2 years of Gase, no playoffs. 4 years of Bowles, no playoffs. And the last four of Rex... Friend of the program, no playoffs.
Huge friend of the program. So Joe Beningo used to host Joe and Evan. He was the Joe in Joe and Evan.
Okay.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
On WFAN. But then he retired in 2020, probably because his heart doctor told him to. He's also a former sports anchor on SNY. And he now hosts... Oh, the Pain, which is the name of his podcast. Oh, the Pain.
My ass!
And I think we at 95.7 The Game, a little special affinity because he sort of went to WFAN the same way Guru came here.
Oh, really?
He was Joe from Saddle River. And he was a caller.
Oh, wow.
And then he won a contest held by the station to become a host, and we got this.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
There it is.
My ass!
That's what we got. They held a contest, and that's who won.
That's probably where our old PD got the idea to have a contest.
Probably.
Because I'm sure he won this contest before Guru did, which was, I think was in 2012 when Guru won.
Yeah, I mean, I guess apparently it was all the way back before 2000.
Okay.
It was in the 90s.
Great. That's phenomenal. Joe Beningo. Yeah. And I can feel his angst. And I think this goes to what we were talking about, because think about, just as a Bay Area sports fan, what you've experienced since... the last Jets playoff victory, which was in the year of 2010, so probably 2011. So the Giants have three, the Warriors have four titles, and the Niners have been to multiple Super Bowls. And yet, I know New York's had success with, I guess, the Yankees. No, yeah, the Yankees haven't won one since 2010.
I mean, the Yankees have been largely, if you think about the bar they've set, they have not been hitting it for a couple
of
decades.
Not. But just as a Jets fan, if you're... You know, I guess it's Jets and Mets, and it's Giants and Yankees for the most part. I don't know how New York works, but
yeah, whatever.
Either way, Jets fan, you've had nothing since the 2010 season. That's a long run of futility.
Well, you know what? And maybe this would be a fun thing to ask Joe Beningo, and we will, but it might be even more fun to ask you and all of us before Joe comes on. 888-957-9570, because I do hear this a lot. Boy, those Bay Area 49er fans, so spoiled, so entitled, so ungrateful. Is that true? You buy it? You hear that a lot from outside the area.
I think spoiled is a little strong, but I do think it comes down to appreciation. And I don't believe that we have the proper appreciation for what we're seeing and what we're experiencing. And a lot of this falls on Kyle Shanahan. We look at his shortcomings more than we step back and appreciate just how good we have it. Because you look at the Jets as a good example. No playoffs since 2010. One winning season since 2010. And that was a 10-6 campaign with Todd Bowles, and you didn't make the playoffs. So it's been a bunch of 8-8s. A handful of 5-11s, a sprinkling of 4-12s, and a 2-14. So the Jets have been through it since 2010. And yet we out here are complaining about an overthrow to Emmanuel Sanders in the Super Bowl and an overtime coin toss botched in the Super Bowl, an arm that fell off in the NFC Championship game, and a dropped pick in the NFC Championship game. Four things that we highlight as, oh, woe is me.
Wow.
And meanwhile, you know, you got Joe Bonino swearing and cussing because they haven't done anything in 14 years. So, yes, privileged and spoiled, maybe that's too strong, but certainly unappreciative at the very least.
So this always boils down to, I think, that same old concept of, is it better to have loved and lost than never loved at all? The Jets would represent you never loved at all. The 49ers, at least in recent years, have done a lot of loving and losing, which is, in other words, like, boy, we're in this great relationship, and it goes all the way to February, and then you tease us. You dangle the trophy right in front of our face. We can smell it. We can almost taste it. We can feel it. And then we don't get it. Right? And so it feels like a breakup. I mean, Grandy even made a comment to us yesterday about watching this game last night. You said this brought up all of the feelings of February for you again, yeah?
Yeah, no doubt. And part of it is because the Niners, I don't know if I, as a Niner fan, I feel like I can say should have won that game in February. They easily could have. And now you see the Chiefs team that is probably better than they were last year. And you might look back on this past Super Bowl as the best chance to knock off the Chiefs.
I mean, maybe. I also think, look, everything out of a game like that, there's an overreaction to it inherently. Like, that's automatic. Everything we saw last night, we are overreacting. Remember what the Chiefs did a year ago last night. They lost.
Yep.
They lost with wide receivers having balls bouncing off of their just brick hands. And they lost, and then they still won the Super Bowl. And so that may be the Ravens this year. Like, it was one football game. People are going to lose their entire fantasy free agent budget on Isaiah Likely. People are going to trademark Andrews. People are going to decide that Travis Kelce is done. Like, all of these things, there's such an inherent overreaction to one game. So I do not look at last night and go, Chiefs are still the best. I can joke around and be like, good Lord, you gave him Xavier Worthy crying out loud. But I, like...
Well, that was your immediate reaction,
it was.
And it felt like an overreaction, and then when you watch the rest of the game, you realized it may not be an overreaction, because that guy with that skill set on that team, that one felt a little bit more real than an overreaction.
I think there'll be a problem.
Yes.
I think that when you put that kind of speed with a good play caller and a quarterback that offers so many different threats, I think it's very, very hard to defend. Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel, these people are very, very hard to defend because they can come at you from so many different angles. And when the Chiefs can be like this traditional drop-back team and go, I got Rashee Rice and Travis Kelce, you're going to have Marquise Brown soon, all these things, and then all of a sudden you can be like, whoa, that guy lined up in the slot and he's flying and he's gone. You're just like, well, crap. Like, right. How do you defend this? So I can see that. Look, they're good. Obviously, they're the Chiefs. We already knew that. But, yeah, everything is also an overreaction. We've got one game
right. To
react to at this point. So everything is kind of overdone.
It is, but at the same time, they've won the last two Super Bowls, and Grandy said it perfectly, I think, when he said they look better. They do look better. The defense probably not quite as good. The offense looks significantly better. Isaiah Pacheco, another one of these, he was undrafted, right? Or no, he was a seventh rounder, Isaiah Pacheco. And he looks to be the perfect running back for that system. Just a rugged, between the tackles guy who can make people miss, break a tackle, move the pile. They do look like a very, very good team. And Baltimore, for their part, their quarterback is a guy who every time he gets the ball in his hands, something exciting is going to happen. He's fun to watch, and they're dangerous because of him.
Absolutely. These were two, we knew this, right? These were two of the highest level teams out there. But I wonder this, you know, thinking about the way we watched this game, where it felt like, you know, you listen to what Grandy just said, it feels like the 49er fan base right now flirts at times with an inferiority complex, which is funny with how much success they've had. And that, like, I'm not telling you how to feel. I just know, for example, how Joe Beningo would feel about how we feel. You know what I mean by that? Like, that's all. I think that it's a good thing that we are a little spoiled. But we are.
Yeah.
Like, we I can carry that label. I got no issue with that.
Yeah, I guess. And spoiled is, you know, part of not having an appreciation. And you are spoiled in that you've got one of the best coaches. You've got an owner who's not afraid to go out of pocket to rework contracts to keep everyone together. A GM who's in the Hall of Fame who is really good at working with the coach and building a great roster. They've had a very good roster now for a bunch of years running. And, you know, you're a team that's humming. You've been to the Final Four for the last 5 years. So how can you not take that for granted in some ways? And outside looking in, Jets fan, you probably look at this and say, I want what they have.
Well, absolutely. And I think what this actually means is the bar has been set really high. So this is a very good thing. But nobody's going to be excited by 9-8. You know, there's no, oh, near miss. Even if it's a wild card season and a first round out, people are going to look at that, and they should, as underwhelming and a huge disappointment. It's the same thing with the Golden State Warriors, how everyone's just hanging on by their fingernails to this idea that they're still a championship contender, even though if you really get down deep into someone's gut, they probably know that they're probably not going to be a championship contender, at least not as they're currently constructed. But we won't let that go because that's where our bar is. It's very hard to move the bar. Like, if you want to know why Giants fans are so mad, like, that's why you're so mad. It's not that the Giants have actually been, in the grand scheme of baseball, all that embarrassing. What they are, though, is a franchise that deserves better. And that's probably not the right word.
No, but I think you just...
The bar has been set, and that's what we expect you to try to shoot for, and it feels like now there's been an extended period of coming in below the bar.
It's funny you say that, because for me, the bar has been lowered so far for the Giants, and yet you still haven't reached the bar. Like, this year, we all set the bar at 85 wins and be a wild card team.
Yeah.
It wasn't even be one of the best in baseball or win a chip. Or we moved the bar, and not just you and I, but Giants fans collectively. The odds makers set the over-under at 81.5. The bar has been set at mediocrity plus a little bit, and you can't even get there.
You're absolutely
That's
right.
That's what's so maddening, right?
No, I agree with you, but sort of my response to that would be like, look at the emotion you get. I think that's where you can tell where someone's bar is. And you're right, the bar has been lowered, but that's been missed again. And so you get just absolute emotional outpouring. Look at Guru and his Pirates fandom. He don't care.
Right.
Because why? Because the bar is all the way down on the ground.
There is no bar.
There's no bar.
Wow.
There's no bar. So they just sit there and they're like, well, yeah.
It's bothering me.
That's what you expect. And if something better than that happens, you do this like eyebrow raising thing where you're like, hey, the Pirates are actually only one game under 500.
Sports, man.
Yeah.
Granny is in his bag in there.
Yeah, he is. Guru said something about sports earlier today that I thought was maybe the greatest thing he's ever said about it. He goes, I feel bad for people who aren't sports fans. It's like, how can you not?
How can you miss this?
Like, what's the bad? Like, I just feel bad for him.
Yeah.
And then Steiny started talking about the arts. And I got all these feels because he brought up the Louvre and the Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
And I've been there. And I started thinking, ooh, Guru is so right. Because I've been there, and for the life of me, I could not figure out while I was there, why is this so famous? I'm in a room, there's a picture of a person, it's not really anything special about it other than that.
It's behind bulletproof glass.
Bulletproof glass, there's a long line. When you get there, you just look at it, oh.
Yeah.
And then you leave. It's like Chevy Chase at the Grand Canyon. You just, oh, there it is. All right. And then you leave and you're like, I traveled 11 hours on a plane to get all the, right?
It's history, though.
Exactly.
It's history.
But it's because someone told you that. A lot of things are history.
Well, it's been decided that it's one of the finest works of art.
But that's my point. Someone told us that.
Right. Right.
You and I didn't walk in front of it and go, it's one of the finest pieces of arts I've ever seen.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's like
picture of a lady.
It's a picture of a lady. It's just a thing. But I've been told when I go to France, that's what I have to go see. And then you feel stupid if you act like when you're in these museums, you don't like what you're seeing. You have to act, oh, boy, yeah, did you see that? No, it's just like, it's just stuff.
You're checking the box, exactly.
Yeah.
In many ways.
Let's go get a croissant and just be fat and happy. What am I looking at right now?
I'm
going to eat it.
There are other museums that will deliver more bang for the buck in Paris. Hi, I'm Rick Steves, Europe Through the Back Door.
I took Rick Steves on this trip, and I went to all of them, and I had the same reaction to all of them.
Oh, you go to the Musée d'Orsay?
Been there.
Converted train station?
Been there.
Spectacular impressionism there.
What?
Exactly. You're welcome. I'm just a little bit more sophisticated than you, Mark. I'm in touch with the arts, like Steiny.
I don't argue this at all. I'm in there, and you. Thank you. You immediately realize you're like, I'm only here because someone told me I'm supposed to be here, and now I'm going to feel dumb if I don't act like this is amazing.
It's a different muscle than sports, and you can appreciate both. The thing about sports is, like last night, for example, you get down to the last couple of plays, 10 seconds to go, and unlike the Mona Lisa, you don't know what's going to happen. When you go see the Mona Lisa, you've seen pictures of it 1,000 times, you look at it and you go, yeah, that's the Mona Lisa, all right.
I mean, you can check, make it dramatic box. If you want.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
Jump over the ropes. It'll get dramatic fast.
Or try to throw some paint on it or whatever. You can go dramatic. People do that. People try to vandalize art.
Or just start ripping it. Just like get up to the Mona Lisa, start chanting overrated when you get there.
Oh, I thought you meant physically ripping it, trying to rip it apart.
No.
Yeah.
Overrated.
Totally. Yeah. It's just, you know, it's art, but sports, man.
I got nothing against art, but Goo just, he hit me with that. He hit me in the cardiac.
Yeah.
Well, he hit me because I'm like, yeah, man, I want y'all. I wish for everyone to experience it the way those of us who are diehards experience it.
Especially last night, and I think yesterday when we played all the theme songs and the three of us, and Ken probably was excited too, see him, but that really set the mood, and then you get to kick off, and you and I are watching it in here, it's like, here we go.
This is the
first of 272, and man, football hits differently, because even though neither of those teams are our teams, and forget fantasy, you know, if you had somebody, you're more interested, but even if I had no one in that game, I would have been completely invested.
Absolutely. I've told you this before. That time we were at the Super Bowl party and I looked out the window and there was a guy going for a run.
Right.
I wanted to chase him down the street.
What's wrong with you?
I wanted to get to him and be like, sports, man. What are you doing out here?
Sports, man.
You got to get inside a house and watch the game. You can't just have AirPods in, running around aimlessly, getting fresh air. That's not what today's all about.
Yeah, you got to be locked in.
Sheesh.
But apparently not everyone is like that. But
yeah, I know. Now, tickets would be a lot more expensive if everybody was in.
That's true.
So it's okay. Like, it's fine. But I don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't really understand
I don't
it either.
Get it.
Like, I don't even know if I have anybody in my circle who's like, yeah, you know, who's in the Super Bowl? Or
well, your wife.
She watches. She watches enough to know what's going on.
She watches because of you, though.
And, well, the first question last night was, is Taylor there? So
And I
said yes.
Yes.
And I said, I'll even tell you what she's wearing because Mark reported to me what she's wearing.
Dude, daughter got home from soccer practice and she had already seen what Taylor was wearing and she had not watched any of the game yet.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, that's what a phone will do for you.
Yep.
Like immediately, what's the outfit? Yeah.
There you go.
Why not?
That's what, you know, bringing new fans to the game.
That's what we're doing to the players now, too. Everybody's doing their entrance videos.
That's right.
What are they wearing? Why can't we do that with Taylor Swift?
You sure can.
Yeah.
Well, she scrutinized everything she does.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. I thought she looked great last night.
Yeah.
He only caught three balls, so he didn't get a lot of cutaway shots, but, you know, they
just
won.
The one cutaway, I think, right?
That I can remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was a little in and out.
Yeah, I was walking to you and doing the thing.
I was cooking. I mean, I was locked in, but unfortunately, I don't have a kitchen where I can see the TV. It's frustrating.
You got to get one of those TV kitchens.
Yeah, I do. I just got
a little kitchen TV.
Yeah. 49ers don't play till Monday night, but we got you covered on Sunday as well, kicking off this 2024 NFL season. The Patriots and the Bengals, 10 a.m. Raiders, Chargers, 1 p.m. We've got them both right here on 95.7 The Game. And we've also got Joe Beningo.
My ass!
That's right. That's Joe Beningo. He likes the Jets. And it has been the hardest part of his life. And he will join us next on Willard and Dibbs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do.
Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Well, something tells me this is going to be fun.
Oh, I can't wait.
Something tells me that this is going to be fun. We just told you, not just a huge Jets fan, but the former host of Joe and Evan on WFAN, now hosts a podcast called Oh, the Pain.
I wonder if that's from Lost in Space and Dr. Smith. That's what he used to say. Oh, the pain. Oh, the pain.
There's only one way to find out,
okay.
And that's by going to the River Islands guest line and asking our next guest, Joe Beningo, that very question, who joins us now. Hey, good evening, Joe. How you doing?
I'm good, and that was Dr. Smith from Lost in Space, indeed.
Look
oh, the
at
pain.
Me. Look at me.
Very impressive.
I didn't think you guys were old enough for that now. Come on.
No, he is.
Sadly,
I'm not,
Joe,
yeah.
I go back a ways now, Joe.
Hey, all right, there
oh,
you go.
Oh, the pain. Oh, the pain.
But then
well,
again.
When you root for the teams I root for, I mean, well, you know, I'm a Jet, Met, Nick, and Ranger fan. So there's been a lot of pain over the years. I mean, we haven't exactly lined up championships over the years, you know?
Yeah, well, describe that. Like, oh, the pain. The Jets fans that we Niner fans are going to be seeing on
yep.
Monday night. Like, how much pain are they in, Joe?
Well, I mean, look, I mean, I can only speak for myself. I've been a Jet fan since 1965. We have not won a Super Bowl nor been to one in 56 years. I was 15 years old when they went to the Super Bowl and won. Bill will be 71 next month and have not seen one since. So there's been a lot of pain. There's no doubt about it. There certainly was a lot of pain last year, four plays into the season when – you know, the savior, Rodgers, tears his Achilles, and there goes another season down the drain. So, you know, we've been through this a lot over the years, and that's why I go into every season, even this one where things look good and, you know, on paper they look like a really good team. I go into every year. I'll believe it when I see it. That's my attitude.
even with Aaron back and reportedly 100% healthy, does that give you at least a little bit more of a boost toward confidence, or are you still skewing toward the negative just based on the history since 2010?
Well, I mean, look, to me, it's all about health. You know, as Hyman Roth said to Michael Corleone in Godfather 2, Michael, the most important thing is health. And that's really the truth, especially certainly in the NFL, but certainly when you're talking about Aaron Rodgers here. You know, he has to stay healthy. I mean, I think if he stays healthy and he plays 17 games for the Jets this year, I think you're looking at a certainly a winning season, probably a playoff season. My goal this year, what I want to see, of course I want to win the Super Bowl, but I, you know, like I said, it's only been 56 years. Why would I believe it's going to happen now? What I want to see is a division title. They haven't won a division in 22 years. They've only won the AFC East twice since the merger. You know, it's winnable. You know, Buffalo's taking a hit. I know Allen is still there, but, you know, they lost a lot of guys, Stephon Diggs, guys in the secondary. You know, Miami, to me, Miami is a they're a team that will start out hot, and when the big games come, they usually fold. And obviously New England is, you know, a completely different world now. Jared Mayo's the head coach. Who knows about it? You know, Jacoby Brissett's actually starting against Cincinnati on Sunday. Bill's gone. Bill's got his hands full now anyway, as we all know. But, you know, what can I tell you? But he's gone, so it's going to be a different world in the AFC East, and there's no reason the Jets can't win it.
He used to be, long time ago, Joe from Saddle River.
Right.
And then he won a contest by WFAN, became a big-time host of the Joe and Evan Show on FAN, former sports anchor at SNY, Oh the Pain podcast. He is Joe Beningo and a huge, huge Jets fan. So I know everybody asks you about Rodgers, but we know who that is. What about the rest of this group? Like, who do the 49ers or what group do the Niners really need to look out for on Monday night?
Well, I mean, we got two guys, skill position guys, that I think are as good as anybody in football. Garrett Wilson, a wide receiver, and Breece Hall, to me, who, you know, I think he's one of the premier backs in the National Football League. You know, he's a Marshall. He's got the potential to be a Marshall Faulk type player, a guy who can, you know, not only rush for well over 1,000 yards, like your guy Roger Craig did, rush for over 1,000 yards and catch passes for over 1,000 yards. Hall has that kind of ability. So you got two real big time offensive threats, as far as I'm concerned. But you know, it goes back again to health, and it goes back to the offensive line. You know, they remade the offensive line. Tyron Smith now, left tackle, the old Cowboy. Morgan Moses, the former Raven. They brought this guy Simpson in, a guard, another former Raven. Hopefully Elijah Vera Tucker will be healthy this year. He's missed, you know, 2 years in a row. He got injured early in the season and never came back. So we'll see. Hopefully he's healthy for a whole year this year. So a lot depends on that. But Hall and Wilson, big-time guys. Tyler Conklin's a solid tight end. And then, of course, the defense. You know, the defense is good. You know, is the defense a wrecking type defense? You know, are they the 86 Giants or the 85 Bears or the 2000 Ravens? Or I'll even throw in the 84 San Francisco 49ers. How about that went 15-1 and had a very underrated defense? I don't know, but they're good. And look, again, if this team stays healthy, this team should be a playoff team at the very least, no doubt.
Yeah, we were looking at the odds earlier, Joe, and I think they're 55% implied odds, the minus 145 to make the playoffs. So the odds makers like the Jets' chances to snap that long skid of ignominy. You're going up against a young quarterback, one who's made a big splash in Brock Purdy. What's been your impression of young Purdy with the Niners through a year and a half as a starter?
Well, I mean, you know, I think he's done a tremendous job. I mean, by the way, he was Breece Hall's roommate at Iowa State.
Good knowledge.
I think the guy's done a tremendous job. I give a lot of credit to Kyle Shanahan, though. I mean, I think Kyle Shanahan's one of the top coaches in football. I know he hasn't been able to get over the hump. He hasn't been able to beat the Chiefs in the big game yet. But to me, he's one of the top coaches in the NFL, and I think he does a phenomenal job with quarterbacks. And I think he's done a great job with Brock Purdy here. Now, it helps that he's surrounded with the kind of, you know, and the guys that have surrounded him, you know, and you got McCaffrey and Debo Samuel and Ayuk and, you know, these kind of guys around him. That certainly helps. I mean, there's no question about that. Look, I mean, he took him to the Super Bowl last year, so obviously this guy's a legitimate quarterback.
Hey, Joe, it's as New York as anything ever to just hate the coach, right? So, we love Robert Saleh here. What do you think?
Well, you love him because he was a tremendous defensive coordinator for your team. And I'll say this, if they don't make the playoffs this year, and dare I say, you know, make a deep run, but certainly make the playoffs, he may be back as your defensive coordinator again. You never know. You know, that could happen.
Is he taking on a lot of the preseason criticism? Would you put him on some sort of a hot seat, considering how good the defense is and now having Aaron Rodgers back healthy?
Well, he's on a hot seat. I mean, look, let's be honest. He's 18-33 as a head coach and with the Jets, and I understand that he's never had a quarterback. Look, Zach Wilson was terrible, you know, one of the worst picks of all time. But, you know, he was terrible. Last year, it looked like he finally had it with Aaron Rodgers, and then we all know what happened, and it's right back to Wilson again. So this is it. I mean, they got to win. The pressure's on. I mean, that's it. I mean, and eventually, let's be honest, too. The window is closing when they're going to have to pay guys. They're going to have to pay Breece Hall. They're going to have to pay Garrett Wilson. They're going to have to pay Sauce Gardner. So, you know, the time is now. And the time is certainly now for the head coach. There's no question about that.
Joe, will you say the name Sauce Gardner for us, please?
Sauce Gardner.
Oh, it's so good.
You don't get that out of here, Joe. You don't get a good sauce Gardner.
I know we got the accent out here. What do they call him? Ahmed? That's his real name. Ahmed Gardner.
We'll stick with sauce.
I don't even know if anybody knew that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, you had me at sauce is the way,
Joe,
I went.
Joe, let's get into Monday night, man. What do you think is going to happen?
I tell you, I like the Jets with the points, and that's generally I wouldn't, but I do. I like them getting 4.5. I think they got a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. You know, this team's got a lot to prove. Rodgers has got a lot to prove. He's had pretty good success against the Niners, maybe not in the playoffs, but he is 10-0 as a starter on Monday Night Football. I don't know if they included last year's game or not, but I don't know. But, you know, he has had success on Monday Night Football in the past. I think they're going to play well here. I think it's going to be a close game. And look, I mean, the Niners have had some issues. You just got Trent Williams back. You just recently re-signed Ayuk. So there's some situation there. And there's some things there. I think the Jets are going to play well. You know, Rodgers hasn't played for a year. He's got something to prove. I think he's going to have a big game on Monday night. I do.
How hard do you think it'll be for him to shake off the rust, having only played 4 snaps last year and not played until back in 2022?
You know, I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, look, he's an all-time great. He's a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback. We all know that. I don't think it'll be long. I think he's going to play a good game tomorrow. You know, maybe he'll be a little rusty early. I'll tell you one thing, too. I look at our offense. I think we need to be a run-first offense. You know, I mentioned Breece Hall. We got that terrific rookie in this kid, Allen, who they drafted out of Wisconsin. They got a couple other guys in the backfield as well. I think they got to be the kind of team that runs the football first and Rodgers, you know, throwing off of that. I mean, I don't want to see him throwing 50 passes a game. You know, I mean, 25 to 30 passes a game, that's probably winning football. So, I don't think he's going to be – I don't think all the onus is on Rodgers offensively because I think they got a pretty damn good running game.
Joe, like, are the fans going to travel out here? Like, are they coming?
I know there's a lot of people going to the game in Nashville in week 2 when we play the Titans. I don't know how many people are going out there. I think it probably hurts, too, that it's a Monday night game, which I'm, you know. Please, can we play 1 o'clock in the afternoon? Can I play the Niners at 4 o'clock on Sunday, please? You know, I mean, that's another one of the things about being a, and I don't know how the Jets are a marquee team when you haven't made the playoffs in 14 years, but whatever. It's all about Rodgers. All these night games. Oh, I hate it. The home opener is at night against New England on a Thursday night. They got like 6 or 7
you
night
got
games.
Six,
I can't stand it.
Well, yeah, six of the first 11, Joe.
You live on the wrong side of the country. Have you ever experienced NFL fandom out here on the West Coast?
No, I know. That's unbelievable. I mean, I know. Look, I mean, that's, you know, you're getting Monday Night Football at 5:30. You're getting Sunday Night Football at 4:30 or whatever time it is, you know?
Yeah.
5 o'clock, whatever. Yeah. So, no, you're watching the 1 o'clock games at 10 in the morning. I mean, I get it. You know,
that's the stuff,
that
John.
That wouldn't be bad.
That's what's led to a lot of day drinking out here with those 10 o'clock games now.
I could understand that. I could see that.
Yeah,
I could definitely see that.
It can be a bit of a gauntlet. So if, in fact, the Jets and, you know, God forbid from your standpoint, come out here and lose, are you immediately going volume up to 10 and lambasting this franchise for more woes?
No. No, I think you look at the schedule and you kind of expect them to lose this game. You know what I mean? I look what's after San Francisco. They go to Nashville to play the Titans. They come home to play New England. They play the Broncos at home after that. They need to be 3-1. And then they go to London. I think it's London. And then they go to Europe somewhere. Minnesota in London. So they need to be 3-1 by the time they go to London. So I look at this game as almost a little bit of a house money game. I really do. You know, you're playing the Super Bowl team that, you know, lost in the Super Bowl last year. You're on the road, Monday Night Football. But I do think they're going to play a solid game here. But no, if they lose this game, you know, I'm not going to go crazy. Now, if they lose the game by, you know, Rodgers throwing a pick six, a walk-off pick six in overtime, I don't think I'd be too happy about it. But you know what I mean. You can't go nuts opening week. Because to me, it's probably as meaningless a week as there is in a regular season. It's almost impossible to pick these games because you got nothing. You know, you got nothing to base it on at all. So, no, I don't think the panic button will be pushed if they lose to the Niners, no.
Joe Beningo is with us. Oh, the Pain podcast, longtime host on WFAN, also anchor on SNY, joining us. Joe, like, how deep dive of a fan are you? Do you know, like, every player at every position?
Well, I mean, I know that I think I got a pretty good idea to roster. Okay. I've only been a fan of this team for, you know, since 1965.
Well,
you know? I got a pretty good feel for my football team.
There's a reason I'm asking, because we would love your reaction on the major acquisition of the offseason, Javon Kinlaw. Your thoughts?
I think he's a good player. I think he's a solid defensive lineman. I know we got him from San Francisco. He's going to have some big shoes to fill because they let go John Franklin Myers because of this disaster of a trade they made for Hassan Reddick, who still has not shown up, by the way. And, you know, that ticks me off. You know, why did you make the trade for this guy, you know, when you didn't have his name on a contract? You let Bryce Huff walk. Okay, who you was a homegrown guy? You developed him. They looked like they had no intention of re-signing him. They let him walk away to the Eagles. You know, they make a big splash by trading for Reddick, and now this guy's not playing. And I'm very upset about that. And you know what happens? Now, obviously, he's not playing Sunday. He doesn't have a contract yet. And you know what happens with these guys? They don't play. They're not there for training camp. They're not there for the preseason. And then they sign a big contract. And next thing you know, they play. And 2 weeks into it, they're out. They pull a hamstring, whatever. You know, we've seen that over and over again. So the Reddick situation really ticks me off. But, you know, just getting back to Kinlaw, I think he's a solid player. Solid guy's going to help stuff the run. You know, he'll play next to Quinnen Williams. I think he's a solid player.
What do you think about the Trent Williams matchup as he comes out here, a guy who kind of also held out and he came in to camp, missed all of camp, and he's going to be going up against a pretty good front. How do you think that's going to go on Monday night?
Well, I mean, look, he's, you know, you could make the case that he's the premier left tackle in football, so, you know, you expect that he's going to be good, but who knows? He didn't play. When did he sign? He signed when exactly?
About a week ago, maybe 6 days ago.
Right. So who knows? You never know with these guys when they hold out. You know, like I said, injuries are always a possibility. But he's a premier player, and I expect he'll be effective. I would be surprised if he wouldn't be.
Okay, Joe from Saddle River, we had a blast talking to you, man.
Yeah. Hey, anytime, guys. And hey, well, maybe we'll have that. Maybe we'll be in New Orleans for that Jets San Francisco Super Bowl. Don't hold your breath for that. You guys might be there. I don't know about us.
You can tell the rings on your tree are there, man. Like you should be confident. You don't sound that confident,
bro. Like I told you, I was 15 when they won the Super Bowl. I'm going to be 71. They haven't been back. I'll believe it when I see it. And remember, what happened last year with Rodgers could only happen to the Jets. There's no other franchise where, after all the hoopla of Rodgers coming here, 4 plays into it, he tears his Achilles up. Only one franchise could that happen.
Oh, but what a 4 plays those were, Joe, huh?
Oh, great. Maybe he'll actually complete a pass this year. What do you think?
That'd be crazy.
I like his chances.
you know, Leonard Floyd is in this game, too. You know that now.
No, I know. That's right. He's the guy that took him out last year with the Bills. Yeah, no, I know. The offensive line's a little better this year, so I'm hoping we don't have that kind of. I'm hoping we got you know, that's taken care of. Let's hope so.
Joe, thanks, man. Fun to talk to you.
Hey guys, God bless. Great talking to you. We'll talk again.
There he goes. All right, you too. Joe Beningo.
So good. So good.
Sauce.
I mean,
sauce god.
Just do the New York accent the whole time. I love it.
That's tremendous.
Cautiously tremendous. Pessimistic
well,
about Monday night.
Yeah, you get it. Again, like that's just years of being beaten down, you know, like to call this one house money. I get it. The Niners are favored. And you're going to be very, very cautious after all the years of being beaten down if you're a Jets fan. By the same token, you know, you could turn around and look at least on paper, what they've got right now. And I would think you'd be more excited about it than you've been in a long time.
Yeah.
Then again, they probably felt this exactly a year ago. And like you just said, it lasted four plays.
That's right. And I do think Joe makes a good point about the schedule. You go to Tennessee, which is a winnable road game. New England at home is a should win. Denver at home is a should win. And then they go to London. So if you head to London and you're 3-1, you're feeling great. If you're 2-2, you're feeling okay. You've got Minnesota in that spot for the Jets, and then you come back and you take on Buffalo. So a little bit of a soft schedule for the Jets after the Niner opener on Monday.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And you know, he said they've got to be 3-1. That's a lot to ask in the NFL to start off, especially if you're assuming already they're going to be 0-1.
Yeah.
There's a call for a three-game win streak right out of the gate. 888-957-957. Let's go to Matt in Orinda. Hi, Matt. Thanks for calling Willie and Dibby.
Hey, guys. Joe from Saddle River. Fantastic, huh?
Yeah, not bad.
Really good.
Not bad. Sauce.
I tell you, so I go back with Dibs 20 years, been listening to Dibs for 20 years, and I guess I just want to ask you guys for a favor. Not trying to tell you how to do your jobs, but boy, was it refreshing to hear somebody say on the air, that pick was terrible, he's an awful player. Like, I think if there's any two guys that can step it up and bring just a touch of that to our coast, it's you two. Can I get a commitment?
Yeah, well, I will commit to rip every pick that is even borderline from here on out.
And Matt, let me try right now. That guy Joe from Saddle River's obviously never seen Javon Kinlaw play. That dude stinks, and he's a bust.
You know what? I love what you're doing. I love what you're doing there, Willard. And think about how great this would be just to have half of that personality talking about the Giants right now. It would be amazing.
You're talking about the New York Giants or
San
Francisco Giants?
Yeah, we're not talking about those other Giants. Yeah.
That's really funny. You know what? I feel like I walked right into that one. I should have gone the other way.
Well,
but boy, that was great. Get him back on. You guys are awesome.
Will do.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate
it. Before the Super Bowl in New Orleans, we'll have him in person when we're down there in New Orleans.
Or the morning after on Tuesday. Who knows?
You never know.
You know what I mean?
He was terrific, but
yeah.
I mean, I like to think that we rip appropriately. I don't think we shy away from it. And, you know, what you said about Javon Kinlaw is an interesting one because I don't think it's fair to call anyone a bust until they get a second chance to show that they're not very good. Lance is a good example.
See, that's interesting.
Lance has gotten a shot now in Dallas, and he's QB3 is my point. If he was really, really good, then he would be QB2 at least, and so that kind of validates what the Niners did. The James Wiseman thing is another one where, okay, I think it's fair now to say that that was a bad pick because he's had a second chance to show.
See, that's so interesting to me because I actually look at it a completely different way. To me, a bust is more the reference not to the person but to the pick.
So there's two different levels to it.
So
sure.
if you go do something, if Javon Kinlaw now stays healthy and has a productive career as a defensive lineman, still a bust of a pick for the 49ers.
Well, I think then it becomes a double mistake by the Niners. If he goes on to be a good player, you picked him, you didn't really have him play well for you, and then he goes and plays well elsewhere, that becomes a double hit.
Yeah, but don't we know better than anybody that a lot of players, in fact, I might even argue to a certain degree, all players, are a product of the opportunity you have, the system that's around you, who's next to you. You know what I mean? Like, we can sit here, and I hear Niner fans do this all the time. They're like, Brock Purdy's really good. I don't think he'd be that good on the Ravens, but he's really good. It's like, that's what you're looking for. You're looking for a marriage. For every player, this situation needs to work. And Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan feel like a perfect marriage. I don't know what it would look like somewhere else. And quite frankly, it doesn't matter. If it works here, that's all that it's got to do. It just has to work here. Brock doesn't need to be good anywhere else.
No.
So I don't care if he would be good anywhere else. I don't want him to be good anywhere else.
Hopefully he never plays anywhere else.
Exactly. But Javon Kinlaw for the 49ers was a bust.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I mean, the pick becomes a bust, but I don't know if the player necessarily is a bust just yet. And, you know, if he goes out and plays great for the Jets, maybe he's a 8-year Jet and he starts every game and he's impactful in the three technique. Well, then you look at the Niners and you think, well, maybe you let a talented player go before you should have.
We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises. Oh, it's about to get good. You know what's coming up next. First of all, if you missed our conversation with Rex Ryan earlier, he was fantastic, and we will have that for you again around the corner. But before we do that, it is time to fade the dibbers.
Wait, what? We're doing that again?
It's time.
I thought that was just a one-off. We were having fun yesterday.
We're going to take you south of the border.
Wait, what?
We're going to take you south of the border with me. It's time to fade the dibbers.
On an intercontinental basis?
That's right. That's right.
Man.
That's coming up next on Willard and Dibbs.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.